Welcome to the Play in Faith podcast, where we dive into the world of sports through the lens of optimism, inspiration, and faith. We're on a mission to infuse youth sports culture with positivity and joy while building the largest network of college Christian athlete mentors in the world. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy today's show.
All right. What's up, everybody? It is Coach Chris from the Play in Faith podcast. I am super excited today. We have an unbelievable guest. She is the point guard from Franciscan University. She's in her freshman year. You guys are going to love Lucy. So welcome to the show, Lucy Wilkinson. How is it going today?
Thank you. I'm doing really good. How are you?
Good, good. So how's the weather up there? You're in Northern Ohio, correct?
Yes, but I'm actually home right now on break.
So, okay.
Well,
then I know how the weather is. It's terrible.
Yeah, same weather as you.
Very nice. Very nice. So for the folks at home here, so we do have a lot of local listeners who probably already know who you are. We also are crazy blessed that our audience is growing by the day. We've reached over 150,000 people in our first month and a half. So we got people all over the country. So tell them a little bit about where is Franciscan University?
Yeah, so Franciscan is in Steubenville, Ohio, which is about 30, 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. So way on the east of Ohio.
Okay, yes. That makes sense because I know you guys are playing a lot of New York schools, but I mean, you're probably a tank of gas from Buffalo, but where you are, so you're not that far away then.
Right.
Okay, so very far away. So you're in your freshman year and just started there. So for everyone at home, tell us a little bit about how did you end up at Franciscan University?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So originally, I didn't want to play basketball. Like, I had no interest in playing college basketball.
Meaning last year or when you were a little kid?
Like, all growing up. So, like, I
oh,
had
okay.
played AAU, you know, I played basketball my whole life. And I was like, you know what? College just isn't in the cards for me. Like, I'm 5'1". Like, I'm not super big. I don't really want to commit my life to playing college basketball.
I get it.
And then I just, like, my senior year, junior year, I was like, okay, like, maybe I should at least give myself the opportunity to maybe, like, look into it. And so my dad gave me a list of schools that was, he was like, okay, these are all good schools to just go to in general. And basketball wouldn't have to be your main focus. Like, you could focus on your faith. You could focus on school. And so I really liked the idea of that. And I'm Catholic, so there were a bunch of Catholic schools that I, like, looked into, and Franciscan was one of them. And I just kind of, like, I was kind of shot in the dark. I was like, you know what, I'll just send the coach my schedule for AAU tournament. And so I did, and she got back to me and was like, I'll be there. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Like,
now we got to play really well.
Yes, and cool. I had gone on a couple of visits before that. I had looked into some other schools.
Okay.
But I just was kind of missing something. You know, it wasn't like what I wanted it to be. So she came and watched me play, and she was so nice and so sweet. And I just loved it. And I was like, okay, I need to go on campus and see what it's like. And it's crazy because you get there and it just feels like home. Like, you know, when you get to your campus, like, it just feels right. And one thing that we do as Catholics is go to adoration. And so we had gone to Mass and gone to adoration, and I just was sobbing. And I was like, this is what has been missing from my life. Like, this is what I need. And so it was so beautiful and so profound. And I just knew, like, this is where I need to go. Like, even if basketball isn't involved, like, even if I decide, okay, I don't want to play basketball again, like, I have found the faith aspect, and the school is so good itself. Like, this is the right place.
That's
and a
fantastic.
Huge shout out to, like, my high school coaches, Derek Gillareth and, like, Jess Barger, because they have done so much to help me, like, get to where I am too, especially with, like, recruiting.
Yeah, they're both fantastic. I love the job they're doing there. And you know, for the folks at home, I know Lucy outside of here. I drug you to one of my middle school practices back when I think I had sixth graders. I don't know if you remember that. I think you were probably a sophomore, maybe you were a junior, might have been a junior. And I drug you in there. And their two reactions were, one, she's not much bigger than me.
Yep.
If I brought you in now, it'd be the other way around. I'd be like, we're way bigger than me. And two, they were just blown away by just how impressive you were, just the way you carried yourself and the way you communicated with them. And so I always really appreciated that. You got a lot of girls back home that really look up to you. including both my daughters. They're both big
Oh.
fans. They're at school today. They'll be very sad they didn't get to interview you personally. So let's talk a little bit about that. So obviously, you mentioned the beginning, 5'1". I thought we listed you at 5'3". We're trying to help you out a little.
Well, I'm trying to be honest here. You got to lie a little bit on the roster.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I know. I think I haven't been 6'4" since my senior year in high school. I was immediately like 6'3" or 6'2½" after that ended. So I think I lost 20 pounds and shrunk an inch once we stopped putting in the program. So no, I totally get it. But obviously, at that, at that size, and you mentioned you were playing some AAU, but the recruiting process looks a little bit different. And I think that's a really interesting topic because we've got so many parents of athletes that follow our content and listen to our show. And I think there's this misnomer that college happens because you play amazing and the stands are full of coaches with clipboards waiting to come throw a briefcase of NIL money at you. And that's just not how it is for all but maybe 4 or 5 kids in the state of Indiana. For most people, it's a little bit more of a proactive process. So you mentioned that both your coaches were involved. Obviously, your dad was involved. So kind of walk us through from the beginning when you're maybe it's your junior year where you say, you know what, I think this is something I want to pursue. How did you get in touch with some of these colleges, or what are some things that like Derek or Jess did to kind of facilitate that process?
Yeah, so I definitely say with Derek's help, he kind of gave me a list of schools or places that maybe had mentioned a little bit of interest in me or some of my teammates. And so then at that point, you just kind of got to do it all yourself. So you go and look at schools that you'd be interested in. My biggest piece of advice though, don't just look at schools for their basketball program. Look at schools for their education and what matters to them and all of that stuff, where it's at location wise. So you kind of just find what you want in a school, and if you go on their website, you can find their contact information for coaches. And so then at that point, you formulate a nice little email explaining who you are, what you're interested in studying, your GPA, position. You add in some highlights and you send it to the coach, and if they're interested, they'll get back to you. I did this right before AAU started. So then the ones that did get back to me were like, okay, where are you playing this summer? Can you send me your schedule? And then you would see them throughout the summer at tournaments. They would come watch you play. But it's,
Go ahead. No, keep going.
oh
Keep
no,
going.
you're good. Go, you go ahead.
No, so you mentioned that you set them an AAU schedule. So I think that's something that's a little
Yes.
different for folks too, because that recruiting part has changed, right? So who did you play? Were you OPS or were you
Yeah, I played
your
for
OPS?
OPS.
Okay. So they came to your OPS games versus perhaps some of your high school games.
Yeah. It's definitely more rare for coaches to come to high school games, I feel like, unless you're in the area and you're a really big player, from my experience, from what I've seen.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, just from like a competition standpoint too, where you go in a high school gym, there might be one kid, maybe a second kid you're interested in. Like obviously you played with some excellent teammates, like
Right.
Kenzie's off doing her thing and doing really
Yeah.
well. But typically, maybe you're looking at one or two kids. Like for your OPS team, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you're playing with some teammates that were getting some significant interest in probably most of your team. When the scouts come, they're looking at like the entire roster, even when they sub in and off the bench. So makes sense. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right.
Go
I don't know what I was gonna say.
ahead. No, I
I don't
derailed.
remember
So
now.
they're coming to your AAU schedule. So like you've reached out to some of these coaches, and then so you're the one kind of proactively making contact. You mentioned
Yes.
you're sending some highlight videos as well. So is that something like your school? Like who did you talk to at the school to help you get that done?
Yeah, so my coach actually made all the highlight films for me. So I'm super blessed because I didn't have to worry about doing that myself.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I honestly, if you have Huddle or any of those other platforms to use, it isn't difficult to clip clips yourself either. I've done it before. So it's definitely possible whether you're doing it, whether someone's doing it for you. But
It's getting even
yeah.
easier. So fair warning, when this is wrapped up, you're going into Opus Clip and there's going to be some highlights of you all over the internet. So
Awesome.
it's making you a little bit more nervous, right?
Right.
So I think that's really cool as you're, being a little bit more intentional with where you want to go, especially like, look, if you are getting recruited by UConn, South Carolina, and you think you're going to play basketball for a living, great. Maybe the coach in the program is the deciding factor. For 99.9% of people listening to this, sports is part of our life. It isn't going to be our life. How we make a living. So finding that right fit is huge. So I'm just curious, are there any other schools kind of on your radar as you kind of sifted out where you wanted to go?
I'd definitely say my top three options were Franciscan, obviously, and then Grove City, which was a school in Pennsylvania. It was a Christian school. It was just like it was so beautiful, and I could tell like they really like God was like the center. But I kind of just like as a Catholic, it just didn't make sense for me to go to like a Christian school and like do all these hours, like required hours of chapel, where it wasn't like something that really made sense to me 100% just because it was
Sure.
different. And then I'd say the last school on my list was Ave Maria, which is another Catholic school in Florida. But that was just so far away. And
Yeah.
that, yeah, I thought I had wanted to go like down to Florida or down to Texas for school, and I kind of realized like no, realistically, like you want to be somewhat close to your family. Like it's a 5.5 hour drive to campus. But it's nice that like if I really wanted to, could I leave on a Friday and go home and be back by Monday? Yeah, I could. So.
So that works out kind of nice too. So one of the things I think is really cool about your journey and where you ended up is obviously fantastic basketball player, and you don't get to play in college, and I believe you're starting right now and getting minutes and leading a team as a freshman. Like none of that happens without tremendous basketball skill and talent. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that what made you even more attractive to some of these colleges and opened up opportunities wasn't just your basketball. It was what you were doing off the court. Had a fantastic career, but you weren't dropping 20 a night. You're not 6'1". So part of that package is the person they're getting. So I believe you were salutatorian of your class. Am I ripping you off? You are
Yes, I was not
valedictorian. Come
valedictorian.
on, Lucy. No, I'm just kidding. So that's obviously you're a fantastic student. So did that play a part when you were talking to some of these coaches? I imagine they talked a little bit about your academics and some of your leadership. So tell me how that kind of factored in to some of your options as well.
Yeah, well, it definitely being involved in other things definitely makes it easier to be accepted into a college just in general. It doesn't have to be like the main focus, but you do want to be involved in other things. But it's interesting because sometimes like I'll be with my coach at school and we'll just be walking around campus or like walking around the gym or whatever, and we'll be talking to someone else and she'll stop and be like, "Did you know that Lucy is so smart?" And it is just so funny because I didn't realize like how much me being involved in other things and like really caring about school or trying my best in school like actually affected and brought me into this program or into this
Yeah.
school. Like, I really didn't think about it as much, but it really does affect it.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part that often goes overlooked, especially when we're at the D2, D3, NAIA level, that colleges are not just looking for basketball players or athletes. They're looking for students who can qualify and excel. So that's a huge part of the package beyond just basketball. Obviously, athletics takes up a big part of time to get to this level. So you mentioned that in your younger years, you weren't really thinking college. You're just playing and enjoying the sport and being super active on in your high school campus. So when the switch did flip and you said, okay, I want to do this, what changed in terms of how you're working out beyond just practice?
It's actually interesting because I feel like when I didn't want to play in college, I actually worked harder, which is odd. I feel like that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense,
Yeah,
but I
most
feel
people
like
will be backwards.
it would be the other way around, right? So
Yeah.
I feel like when I was growing up, like it was always like I actually was at Warsaw when I was in elementary school and middle school. So I did like their program, like their league. I went to all the practices that I could, all the camps that I could. I did like personal training in Plymouth, and I would just
Personal training, meaning like physical or basketball?
basketball.
Okay, like basketball workouts. Okay.
So I did like I feel like from fifth grade to probably right up before my freshman year, I did everything. Like,
Wow.
I wanted to be good. I wanted to be so good because also, like I was tiny,
Yeah,
and
I get it.
I wanted to play. Like, I loved all the girls at Warsaw that I was like that were in my grade. There were so many of us, and I was like, I want to play with these girls. Like, they're so awesome. Like, they're so cool. And it's funny because I looked up to all of them. Like, it didn't matter that we were all the same age. We were all in the same grade. Like, I just wanted to play with them. They were so cool. And so then, like, I noticed like all my hard work was finally paying off because I did get to play with them. I got to play like on their league team. And like when I was in middle school, I finally got to like start, and it was so awesome. And I think it was hard to come from a school like Warsaw where you had to work so hard to get where you wanted to then I switched to WOWC. And it was like, okay, I feel like I don't have to do as much as I needed to, which I hate to say that. Like, I don't want to admit that. I hate to say it out loud.
I get it. My daughters will play it while we see.
Yes.
We've had Lenny on here, and I've like actually like Jocelyn's coming on next week, who's as good a high school player as I've ever personally seen live.
Yes, she's
Yeah,
incredible.
it's a little different program, and so, but it puts a little bit more of a leadership responsibility on you, where at a
Yes.
big 4A school where there's competition just to make the team, then you move to a smaller school where sometimes numbers are a challenge. Like you're on
Yes.
the team if you want to
Yeah.
play, but then what can you do to elevate that program and lead it? And I think that's something that you obviously did very, very well here. So.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely hard like to come in as a freshman. I definitely say my leadership skills were completely different coming in as a freshman. Like, I was definitely one to like yell, and I would be wrong to say that I didn't make a couple people cry my freshman year. Just from like, because I was so intense and I wanted it so bad, and I saw the potential. Like, I was like, okay, why does everyone dog on this school, dog on this program? Like, we have talent. Like, it's possible. We can do like amazing things. And I saw it. And, like through the years, I came to realize, like, okay, to be a good leader, I have to know each person individually. I have to know their strengths. And I have to, like, even though it's hard, I have to cater to what each one needs. And that was a hard thing for me to learn and like grow into. But then I definitely saw like it was beneficial to know what each person needed for us to be successful.
That's interesting. That's that point guard mentality. You always say it's like a coach on the floor. And I've had this discussion with athletic directors, professional athletes, college athletes, coaches. And we talk a lot about, I'll hear people say, look, as a coach, you should treat every player exactly the same. And I would say, whoa, 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 whoa. That's really poor coaching. We should treat them the same in terms of everyone deserves respect, everyone
Right.
deserves to be treated well. But no way we're going to talk to every player exactly the same way, right? I mean, what gets you going may be very, very different from some of your teammates,
Right.
right? I would
Yep.
imagine you could probably have gotten in like Kenzie's face and let her have it, and you guys are
Yep.
all good. A
Yep.
couple girls may not have liked it. We're actually going through that with my fifth grader right now. She's wired like you. She's incredibly intense. I mean, I think I've coached 34 different youth teams, and yesterday my fifth graders, they're 10-year-old girls. They have already gone through the bracket for this weekend's tournament. They know who they're playing in the first round. They've analyzed the second round. They know they've lost to them three times, but they're ready to be. I mean, they're intense. Like one girl wasn't paying attention in a drill. Daughter let her have it. And I was like, whoa. Like they're very intense. And I think that's a
Yeah.
lesson that they'll all have to learn, but that different people respond differently. So maybe interesting, you are still a point guard.
Yes.
Still fiery, still have high expectations. You're a freshman on this
Yes.
campus. So, what challenges have you encountered trying to be that leader as a point guard should be? However, you are leading some people that are 2, 3 years older than you, that have
Yeah.
multiple years of college basketball experience under their belt. So, what's that dynamic like?
It's definitely it's really hard, and it's hard to go from like being a senior in high school when you feel like you have all of these like you have all this leadership and like you can say the things that need to be said and people will respect you, and then immediately like flip around and like you're on the bottom of the food chain again. Like, it is so weird. It genuinely it's so hard. And honestly, I feel like I haven't really gotten it figured out until about now. So we're probably like halfway through the season, like we're on Christmas break, and I'm finally starting to realize, like, you know what? I don't care that I'm a freshman. I'm a point guard. I'm starting like if I want my team to be the most successful, if I want to give what I can, like I need to talk. And that has been a hard part for me. Like I haven't said a whole lot
Really?
this year. Yes, which is odd because I feel like I talk all the time. That's what my dad would say too. He's like, "What do you mean you don't talk? Like you talk all the time." And I'm like, "I
Yeah.
know." I think it's just hard to like put yourself out there as a freshman, especially when there's upperclassmen, especially when you don't really know college the way that they do. You don't want to like overstep. You don't want to make anybody upset. But I just, I can't help myself anymore. Like I have to start saying things. And so I did notice like the past couple of weeks, I finally started to like talk in the locker room and like say things that I noticed or whatever. But it definitely has been really hard to adjust to, for sure.
Yeah. So, what are some things your coach has done to kind of help you with that leadership journey? Because I know that every coach I would talk to, look, you love all your players, but you expect a little bit more from your point guard, right? That's the extension of you on the floor. So, how's your coach helping you grow into that role?
Just I would say with like individual meetings that we've had, like she's told us like you are a leader, like this team needs what you can contribute to it, and just like do what you can for us to be successful. I feel like it's just like those little simple reminders that I especially need, because I don't need like this whole big grand like you're so awesome, like you got this, like I don't want to hear that at all. Like, I really don't. I just need the little reminders of this is your job, go do it.
Yeah.
So,
Like
yeah.
permission to lead, right? I think
Yes.
that's fantastic. So as we kind of wind down here, I always do my best to keep them to half an hour, but I tend to run long because I like talking hoops and faith and life. So for all of the young girls out there, maybe the ones out there that aren't like vertically blessed, right? The guards that aren't 5'11", 6 foot shooting guards that dream of getting to where you are, where you have a multi-year captain of your high school varsity team, you're playing college basketball. What would you tell them, that seventh, eighth grade girl, in terms of the work they're putting in outside of practice? So let me take a half step back. I'll get girls all the time say, I go to every practice. I'm like, of course you do. That's the baseline basic expectation. You have no choice but to go to practice. You want to be excellent. Everyone goes to practice. You're going to get excellent outside of these times, outside of these hours. So, what are some things that young athletes, young girls can do to really prepare to take that next step?
Go to practice, number one. You should go to practice. That's like minimum
Amen.
expectation. I definitely say like get work in outside of practice, whether I know the weather sucks right now if you're in the Midwest, but you can dribble, like you can do ball handling in your garage, you can do it in your kitchen. Your mom might get mad at you, but just keep reminding her like this is your dream, and she will back off. Just let her know
It's a
this is
compelling
what you want to
argument.
do. Yes. You can get into gyms. Like I know going to the Y isn't the most ideal thing in the entire world, but like if you really need to go get shots up, go do it. Like you really just have to look at yourself and ask why. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? Why do I love it? Do I really love it? Who am I doing it for? And I think when you really like start to realize like you're doing it for like to glorify God, like it all will fall into place. You'll realize like this is what I want to do. It'll be easy to like go to the gym and go work out, and to do all these little things to get there. And there's so many other little things too, like your nutrition, your mental health, like how you take care of yourself spiritually. Like all of these little things matter, and you have to be able to like take care of yourself in all areas.
Yeah, I think that's the part that gets overlooked a lot, and kind of part of our mission here at Play in Faith is, look, most people can find some skills and drills, and if you can't figure it out, the internet's full of it, right? There's a lot of it is just do it, right? The more you handle the are the there's some drills better than others, sure. Get up shots, get up realistic game shots, handle the basketball, take care of your body. You're gonna get better. But a lot of times we're overlooking kind of that mental side, the spiritual side. And hopefully that's what we're trying to do here is make a little impact in those areas. So when do you head back? You guys are head back in session?
Yeah, December 28th, I'm back on campus, so.
All right. We'll say, well, good luck. Any parting words for all the girls out there that have a dream? Any last parting words as we let you go back to campus and enjoy your Christmas break here?
Definitely just keep working hard and believe in yourself and realize that like Anything is possible if you really put your mind to it. I know it's so cliche, but it's so true.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely living proof. So, as we let Lucy go, I just want to say thank you. You've had a profound impact on both of my kids. They've watched your career, they've enjoyed you. You've had a big impact on our program and our community. And we're going to be praying for you this season. I know everyone back home is super proud of you and can't wait to see what you accomplish. And the basketball court's just a tiny, tiny, tiny part of it. I got a feeling there's some big, big things in store for Lucy here.
Thank
So,
you.
yeah, so thank you so much for your time. We're going to be praying for you and have an amazing season. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Playing Faith podcast. If you love what you heard, please take a moment to rate our show and share it with your friends and fellow athletes. Together, we can spread the joy and positivity that youth sports deserves. And be sure to visit playinfaith.com for more fantastic resources. We're on a mission to build a vibrant community of Christian athlete mentors that are not just the voice your athlete will listen to, but one they should. Until next time, keep playing in faith.